in work. And then powered up, we decided to make a comfortable day. And I hope I'm much more comfortable. Let me then welcome the Deputy Chairperson of the 15, Mr. Bongani Khumalo, who is among us. The mayor of the only municipality that has an international mayor. And the only biggest international airport, O.R. And let me also welcome them to the team that is not here. We are convening some of the national partners, Mr. Clark. If I did go up, this engagement really is about African in the context of the Constitution and some of the institutions of the Constitution that have our jobs. So that we are not alone. We are invited when we come to fall flat. Then shall be visible in the middle of the and some that are going to become big and strong all the time. And so on. We therefore welcome you. Our engagement is just going to be to talk and show that all of us are being invited. So that our municipality arrives here, come stronger and bigger. I was saying to GPLG they have been brand new for us. And Vincent also has been brand new for us. We have been a brand new minister. And National Center has been brand new for us. Minister. I think it's a good thing to fall. Because when people fall from their chairs, there's some issues. So when you fall, you must not take that as something unfortunate. You must know it's something good for you in future. Now, having then welcome all of us here, let's allow then the city manager or of Egu Bulemi to talk to us. So, what do you think?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President and honorable members, and of course, all my colleagues in the National. And government as well as some of my colleagues in local government. I've not seen anybody from the provincial government here, Chairperson, but I would also greet them in the next stage. And Chairperson, I hope that you must remember I've got a high regard for Parliament, this democratic Parliament, and I hope that you will allow me, especially when I speak on the issue of compliance, to be quite open about it. I'm sure you do. I'm just taking it out of statistics. But I think members know what is expected of me. So the content of the presentation will cover those issues that I have been asked to. And in the event that I've not picked up anyone's chapter, then I just want to take all protocol of that. I also need to just indicate that I was going to make an apology and say, my guys are not here with me because we want to save costs. But that's the strategy on my part. We were in with the agency force and we're pushing hard, so that's why my CFO is not here. But just an overview of the community, the chairperson, and I like that introduction because we want to make the OS Tango airport quite a major image for the city. You will also note, Chairperson, that we've got what you call over some of the money, we've also got the elder community development, housing development, because we want to use our leaders in terms of a good quality legacy and not just quantitatively named after them. So we're very proud that the airport is named after a legend like over some. But basically, just to indicate, the central size of our area is almost 2,000 square kilometers, so it's quite big. According to the census, we're about 2.6 million. That is increasing on a basis because of urbanization, and I'll speak to that later. We've got about 826,000 households that we've got there, and the share of our national economy is just under 8%. I think it's just a comparison test question that in terms of density, you can see there's been a slight increase. That is because of urbanization that has taken place as far as is concerned. Just in terms of growth statistics, 2003 was 5% unemployment, in 2005 it was 38% unemployment, and we are finalizing the latest information as far as where we are now, 2007 is concerned. But again, it appears that it's reduced by the percentage at least, but by no means enough, and particularly in the light that we're the manufacturing hub of the continent. So we should do much better as far as that is concerned. But you can also see the average per capita income has also increased. Now, later, in fact, if you look at the Gini coefficient check, you will see that there's an increase in poverty, yet there's an increase in income, which obviously doesn't make sense. And that is the concern I think government has got with regards to that the poor are going to be increasing. And some people are becoming wealthier. And so that explains that particular contradiction. So just other statistics in terms of the growth value as far as the economy is concerned, there's been an increase in 2002, 3.2%. The person living in poverty, as I'm saying, there's been a slight increase of people living in poverty. Now, just to quickly pause there, Chairperson, Ekurhuleni is the one city that has been well endowed in terms of supporting the poor. For example, everybody gives 6 kiloliters of water for free, we give 9 kiloliters of water for free. Everybody gives 50 kilowatts of electricity for free, we give 100 kilowatts for free, chapter. So I think those types of issues that should be understood in that context, and there's a tendency to attract poor people. I'll just leave it there. As I was saying earlier, the Gini coefficient gap shows there. In terms of the challenge that we've got, as I explained earlier. But just in terms of the budget of the municipality, our capital budget is just under 3 billion, it's about 2.9 billion. I must say, Chair, when I got there 2 years ago, the capital budget was extremely low. There was a consistent downward adjustment of the budget. We've changed that. And then, in terms of our operations budget, which includes internal charge out, that is about 14 billion as far as that is concerned. We are happy to say that our budget, as far as the personnel budget is concerned, is less than 30% of the budget. Now, you know that is the norm that the National Treasury has set as a target of best practice, the 30%. We are also happy to say, Chairperson, as far as our maintenance is concerned, in one of the municipalities that spends the highest, or the budget the highest for maintenance, and that is particularly for water sanitation, electricity, and our road network, in dealing with that. Now, because South Africa went through a space where there was no grid maintenance, an indication was once given by DCLC that the spend should be actually 15%, even though 11% is an international good practice. But DCLD indicated it should be 15%, and you can see that there's a challenge as far as that is concerned. So in terms of the backlog issues, we have to go about 205,000 houses by the timeline, which I think is 2040, and that excludes 130,000 service stands. That we need to do. It should also be understood that Ekurhuleni is black, for lack of a better description, with the most townships than any other city in South Africa. So you can have the West being the biggest, but we've got more townships than what Joburg has got, just as an example. And that explains the massive backlog as far as our road network is concerned. We can say, Chair, in terms of our budget now, we just adjusted our budget in August because we decided that we must go big to try and achieve the target of 2011 as to wiping out the backlog in terms of roads are concerned. And so we budgeted over 3.2 billion for that. So there will be a shortfall of 700 million as far as that is concerned. that total there should be 17.4 million in terms of our total backlog, not million. So our total backlog, if we are supposed to wipe out everything, assuming that we have the capacity to spend, policy spend, it should cost us 17.5 million in the next 5 years. As I indicated, some of the local incentives that we give to our people is the 9 kilometers that I'm talking about there that we give, and the 100 kilowatts per hour per month that we also give to people. So that's the point that I'm making. But of course, there's an additional 40% rebate that we give. Now, you also know that DPLG, in terms of the property rate act, have put a maximum of 15,000 before people can pay income taxes, for people to experience from paying income taxes. We have up that to 20,000 then. Now, clearly that is not enough in the context where property values have increased, but I think we've done that. Just an analysis is made of our land value, that vacant land, in terms of the municipal value, not the market value, is about 4.5 billion, and that is about 470,000 vacant properties, and 24,000 for business that is vacant there. Now that should be understood, Chairperson, that the council can take a decision to rezone some of those particular work. I think in terms of poor payments and poor outcomes, we have a challenge with our indigent policies we've talked about. And we've also put a number of indigents in our extended public work. In terms of the financial issues, as I indicated, between 2 and 3 billion per year for the next 3 years has been budgeted. Our budget this year, as I indicated, is almost 3 billion, and it might go down next year. And so which might pose a challenge to us. But in terms of loan funding, we intend to take up a 3 billion in the loan fund. Now this should also be understood in the context here that we have got the debt value in terms of international standards, or one of the best in the country. So we've got the AA rating as far as that is concerned. But in the past we've avoided depending on loans. However, in terms of achieving our objectives, we felt that we needed to use that, and we're in discussion with the National Treasury as far as that is concerned. Other financial issues is that we are looking at innovation within the market. We know that Joga can take on a bond for bond, and we are studying those bonds and the impact of that to look at where it is going. But at the same time, we need to look at the impact of Eskom on our customers, as well as the property rates act that might have to force us to increase credit. So as we are being very sort of cautious about the issue of taking up loans. At the same time, there's a government target that we need to achieve, and so there's an extremely fine balancing act that we need to play as a municipality. There are, of course, challenges in terms of grants that we receive, particularly for housing. So, as I indicated, we've got a massive housing backlog of 17 billion, and if we are supposed to wipe it out in 5 years, I don't think that we're getting sufficient allocation as far as that is concerned. So, in terms of the impact of the grants on us, we believe that we will still spend enough within the next 3 years, but beyond 2011, there's going to be pressure on our budget. That is because we've got the surplus as it is now. And it is not a paper surplus, it's a real surplus, and we can use that to support the money that we're getting now in order to achieve that. But in 2011, it will come to here now, Chairperson. You've got the documents there, the presentation. So just in terms of our income, our annual budget, the total operating income is about 12.5 billion, and the rate we collect is about under 32%. Of that. And this figure should be understood not in the context, not as today, but it goes 2 months back because of our reporting mechanism. So it should be understood in that context. In terms of our expenditure, Chairperson, our expenditure, again, 2 months back was about 30% as far as that is concerned. So, and I think very particular point to note, if you look at our repairs and maintenance, particularly the external parts, which is normally a challenging issue for municipalities, we were 2 months ago at 37% as far as I said, and that is on particularly on our infrastructure and so on. So I think we need to understand it in that. In terms of our bulk purchases, we had to adjust that particular amount because of the increases in Eskom. So it meant that there's more, we had to sacrifice the bulk purchases and so on. But just a quick indication check, I think. Because later on I'll talk about the challenges we've got about capacity. Effectively, if we take our regional budget, we are one municipality in the past 2 years, the average spend has been 90%. So 90% is good for any department, any municipality, any level of government. One of the questions that must be asked is quality spend. Do the hills, when the rain comes like this, does it get washed away and so on and so forth? And those are the issues that we do. But all municipalities are beginning to push hard, and we are no exception. We say that we must achieve our spending level. And you can see where we were a few years ago, and you can even see this year how where we are comparatively speaking. So I think we're doing well, but it's just that question that we need to ask. In terms of our heavy collection, because of the levels of poverty we have set ourselves a target of 95%. Our current payment level is 91%. As you know, that is improved by any by a lot of standards of municipalities. However, 1% of 14 billion budget is a lot of money. So we can say one small municipality is collecting 56%, but if you look at our 1%, it's probably the total 56% of that municipality. So we have to get ourselves a way to achieve that. Our outstanding debtors is in excess of 6 billion Jefferson, but we have provided about almost 5 billion in bad debt as far as that is concerned. It is on the MFMA compliance that I think Jefferson is, we comply with a lot of these issues. But if you tell us me the current corruption in my municipality, I will say to you without a doubt because of the number of suspensions we have, etc., etc. So compliance does not mean that there's no fraud and corruption. I want to just pause and make a very interesting statement that my counsel, I might add, is not very polite. But I believe this committee in particular, with the portfolio committee, is the custodians of the MFMA. I believe the AG is expecting a lot of us, the National Treasury, and I'm talking of accounting officers. It will do this committee well to make an analysis. Firstly, of why so municipal managers are suspended. Secondly, to say, on the basis of that, is the National Treasury, is DPLG, is the Parliament coming to the defense of those municipal managers? I can tell you now, for example, I picked up, I got the information that there's massive land corruption in Equilibrium. Lots of people heard about it, the Minister of Housing talked about it, the President, the former President referred to it, etc., etc. Now I uncovered it. Now there's a section which you are also the custodian of, section 40 of the MFMA, that talks about how land must be alienated. I discovered that my council did not follow that, and so on. So we picked it up, and there's a particular land parcel which is subject to court processes, which I don't want to make a point about it. But I put the recommendation forward to the Mayor's Committee and to Council. I have been very fortunate, Chairperson, and I'm not trying to say that I had the ANC in the region who supported me fully. Otherwise, I would have been in trouble. But you know, I can't go to court, I can't come here and say I was scared and suspend me or fire me, that's why I did not do my job. I have to do it without fear or failure. So I did that. But I can tell you now, I have not felt the support of any of those institutions to come to my attention. Where councillors, not just from the ANC, but opposition councillors, are all involved and have benefited from decisions they made, and they ended up with less, with councillors, amongst the best land that you can have on those issues. Now, we are expected to deal with those issues, which I'm dealing with, but it is difficult. I have no blood pressure. Until a few months ago, and I believe it was way out, so I went to check and it was in big trouble. And so, but I'm not complaining. I just thought that these are our parliamentarians. I've got a great deal of respect the parliament, and people will know it about the chair. Before you ask me, I thought that would put you there. Before you say, hey, you're hiding information from us. But I thought I just made that point, that we do comply quite a bit with municipalities that comply, but there are those challenges as far as that is concerned, etc. And then, of course, in terms of pending of the conditional grant that we receive, that is the picture in total about almost 500 million that we've received. Until 2 months ago, we spent about 70 million. But we told you that we will achieve 90% or more, because that is not the new benchmark that we've achieved. I think the question that you've asked, we've got a good relationship with all institutions, despite the point that I just made, that was just unburdening myself of it. But we've got a good relationship with all our departments and provinces and, with all of you expect us to have good relationships with them. Then some of the partnerships that matter to us are issues. You can see there, the OI Company International Airport, which was the UAE was quite big part. So much so that we've also decided, because we are not the project consolidating municipality, but the OI Company District is. And it's one of the squares, so we signed a memo of agreement to say, how do we support each other to get ourselves out of the challenges that we have? And I think that is an important point. Just on the issue of the demilitarization project, we've got a number of ex-combatants that we believe got involved in issues of crime. So what we did was to unfold a massive demilitarization project to rescue those people and to place them either in the municipality or businesses, or to put them on the indigent list where that was necessary, because these were people fighting for change, and now they were trending. So what we did was to say, how do we accommodate, and there's about 1,600 people in total that we got on our list. We made an assessment of their skills, and we started placing them. Others we are supporting with business opportunities as far as we can. So the demilitarization is not going as well as we like, but we can say that soon we'll be able to share with South Africa as well as the United Nations, particularly in places where there's lots and lots of arms, illegal firearms available, of how to deal with the ex-combatants, so that they don't use their skills for criminal activity and so on. Yeah. And then just in terms of the capacity constraints, we've got 17,000 staff. HIV and AIDS has also affected us, but we've got very good programs to mitigate that particular problem. We've got the challenge that all municipalities have. I should add their project managers as well. But we do, even though we're not a project consolidated municipality chairperson, as I indicated, we have asked SAICA to assist us. We've got about 12 retired engineers that we are paying for ourselves, and GDSA is supporting us a little bit in that. That's that particular point. And our vacancy rate, and the challenge with this vacancy rate chairperson is that unfortunately you have our own staff applying for this job, and often our own staff being successful in it, and so we just recycle the vacancy rate in quite a bit. But we started the year off, I think, with 2,600 vacancies. We are now at 2,000. That means at least 600 new people have come in from outside. In terms of dealing with those issues, we have responded well to the leadership program, not to the extent that I think government wants us, but certainly we have started taking it up in the last 3 years in a big way, and particularly focusing on the areas indicated there. As you all know, those are things that benefit municipalities in dealing with it. We've also got the bursary program. And we're particularly focusing on where we have shortage of skills and trying to clear students in that. We've got a relationship, I should say, even not just with the University of Johannesburg, but also with Brits, where more than 300 of our students, of our staff, are attending what we call a PNBM, Public and Development Management Program, which we have designed ourselves, and Brits has adopted that and so we're using that to train our people, and that is how to manage the urban areas, how to manage the IDT, and how to manage integration and coordination as far as it's concerned. Then, just in terms of the completion service check, in terms of electricity, our funds out of the 650,000, and the 420,000 electricity, 390,000 houses that are connected, and the number of houses with rapid connection is 400,000. Even though in Tembisa, because we've got a community project there, we still have problems with that issue, and that salvation from the land. The number of businesses that are collecting interest is about 19,000, and that's information. Some of the special programs we have, I don't know, lots of you might know Nigel, all of us should know Nigel, that is one of the oldest areas in South Africa. It's just over 100 years old too. But we've got the partnership program there, where the Caltrain coaches will be built, the Union Changes are being built there for Metro Hill, Fonson Glass is setting up a massive plant there, Toyota is going in there, and these are agreements that we've already got, they've got land, is setting up, it's not going to happen. So we expect that a lot of developments will come there. So an area that has been brutalized and neglected for many years, we believe we will be showing. And in there, Chairperson, we've just got an agreement with our partners that the houses that we build there will start moving away from RGP houses, because the subsidies that business must come in there with, coupled with the subsidies of government, must begin to give a better quality of house than the RGP house. Because there's two extent, we would have been the winner of the government back here award, that's the 21. But extension 34, extension 37 in Kwakwa, where we were going to build a total of 6,000 houses. The people refused because they say they don't want ICT houses and so on. Now, if you do it for one person, the whole of South Africa is going to want it. The question is, can the National Treasury afford us to go that particular route and dealing with it? Nonetheless, our 70 budget that has been indicated begins to speak to those issues of how do you use government funding for police stations, for clinics, for education, sports, and integrate with our own budget to have that comprehensive solution. The key question is the capacity to be able to do it. And what we are doing here is to build around me as a city manager, a panel of advisors with a panel of experts that will include project managers, highly skilled people, where any department battles, we will first give them obviously the opportunity and then make that intervention. I'm not going to go too much over the 5-year plan because our IDPs are available all over the place. But safe to say, out of the 20th campaign, top 20 priority townships, we've got 7 of them. So that is why I'm saying that we've got those issues. I just want to also just pause and talk quickly about the customer care centers, and I'll be very quick and perfect. You know, in the system thing, he talks about, I don't know how people sometimes refer to our legislation, but we've got the most and the best legislation, because he talks about not government by the people, what the people. We as the system thing talks about taking government to the people. And the whole project consolidate is actually underpinned by it, but sometimes that doesn't come out. Our customer care center chairperson is to say in the township where 70% of our people live, we will have customer care centers where it is in 5 kilometers of walking distance. No, none of them should be more than 5 kilometers of walking distance, and it will be the best, it will be well equipped. People can use it for internet connection, for access to business, for getting access to the Department of Labor for jobs and so on and so forth. And whatever businesses they need to pay for, so our customer care centers is underpinned by that. We've got 20 of those, and we've appointed 20 customer care center managers. And our big townships like Katlong has got 2, and Tembisa has got 2, and Takani has got 2. Yeah, I think it's Takani. But anyway, so that is why we've got 20. There was a question about the Growth and Development Summit. We had ours, and it was indicated in the manifesto of the ANC, and it was in the President's State of the Nation. We had that, and we integrated all the levels of government working to that. And fortunately, I came from National Government Chair, so I had access to that information that we could integrate that and deal with those issues. I've spoken about the customer care center. Because there's a challenge with electricity, Chairperson, where we might lose revenue. And we, I think, you know, when I was looking at DPLG report, that we can't restructure electricity in such a way that municipalities lose that revenue. So there's going to be long fight for that electricity. But in the event that we lose it, we believe that ICT gives us the opportunity. With the one municipality with 3,000 kilometers of broadband capacity in the ground, fiber optic cable, that we use for our own services, you will know we are the only government institution that is, well, I think so, that is technolearning.com. Everybody is .gov.net simply because we are able to do our own things. As far as that is concerned, in a nice positive way. But we believe we can use IEC to begin to help it out our infrastructure to the cell companies, and then also get money into that using our ICT services. And hopefully we can also use it to grow back economic empowerment to achieve that separation. Some other key learning listeners, our key learning is whenever you look at equity learning, it is comprehensive sustainable human capital. Because it talks of planning, parks, health, sports, everything, capital, and so on. I spoke about the number of grants and all those types of issues, which are all going to much increase. We've got half of our work, we have to train people in community-based planning, and we are now beginning to see the impact on our IDPs, because communities are better able to bring things into our IDPs, as far as that is concerned. I've spoken about the backdrop, and I just want to go through one. Some of the mega projects that we're looking at is our customer care center, is of course upgrading of the existing infrastructure and the establishment of new structure for the customer care center and service plenty of position. In terms of the NDDIC, if ever you want to know how the municipality performs, the NDDIC is supposed to tell us how it performs, because it goes through all the issues. And that is part of our compliance, and we're supposed to do it on a quarterly basis. As far as this goes. So just in terms of the value chain, in terms of finalization of plans, we will adopt our budget in April, open it up in May, and then adopt it in June. And that is what we achieve. This is just 1 month ahead of the norm, but that is how the value chain will perform. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. Okay. The first thing then that I just want to rule straight away on before I go to the other national department is what the manager raises in the first is appealing for support, which is correct, and the protection of all those managers who are doing the right thing. And I think let's give him that. And so, you will have to have a team that goes to the municipality, especially in respect of Section 48, instructed by this committee to go and look at every aspect that relates to this issue that relates to land corruption. In other words, the capital disposal issue that relates to Section 14 or 18. In other words, the first municipality will get the next week. And so I would want to have that report in the next 30 days. Okay, National Treasury, yes. GPLG, yes. Where the United States province, both provincial treasury and local government, okay. But I think the two departments are better placed to investigate this one. So that we have a good report of this. We shall raise this with other municipalities as well. But in fact, I have to go back again, take a step back, and deal comprehensively with this, This kind of a report is going to assist us, and therefore we want you to collaborate extensively with the team that's going to go and deal with this investigation. Okay, Anna. William, the problem. The problem. Anna, problem. Intelligence dialogue, as you call it. It means it's a draft report. Well, what we must do is to start highlighting this matter. Put it on the public domain. So that we are then going to ask for a much more comprehensive forensic investigation. Okay? Okay?
In general, I think
I suspect that a third of our population, a third of our households,
should be on their individual services because of the levels of poverty that they have within
them. Now, let me talk a little about
what it is then.
Then it's fine. Yes. But I was just raising an issue on it. With regard to spending, just the inconsistency in the producing of the year, 2 months ago, I was a little bit of a test. And we know that the student has been for the past few years has been a consistent under the performance in as far as the training is concerned. But I'm very clear that there are some efforts we need to improve the level of training in the community. Secondly, another question is called about the community.
Some of the issues here. I think these are my comments for now.
Okay, yellow madam.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to also echo the law of the thank you, Mr. Sam, for the big talk. Maybe just closer to the ground, like, for example, in the instruction house, you will find that some of the contractors, they will go there deep, with the aim of putting pipes. But we find that the pipes, they never get put there, and they leave the heat there, and you find that it's not covered for the children in that area. So maybe it could also just be maybe inspect in that area, because it's a very long area where it is not that dark and left there. I'm not sure what happens to the contract, but it's one issue that the transfer would really encourage that you can kind of look at that. So I think the aim was to put water there in that particular area, but seeing that that stop is not going to be on site, maybe it would be something that we can do on head. But otherwise, we applaud the work that you have done.
Okay, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, sir, I think for me, sir, I want to give you that led to the fact that I think the implementation of the property rights, I think that the mentality is one of the biggest, and obviously, she's coming together to go there to manage the value, you know, objections and all that. So, maybe that's a sense of the level of implementation of that. But also, one of the gaps that I'm seeing from the report itself is also to say, if the debt is outstanding, that's the debt is given. Let's talk about, because I think you will always appreciate that it's important to understand to what level, because I think you just mentioned the issue around indecent debt, and one is not sure within the 6 billion, what is the kind of percentage that accounts for that. But what I'm interested in is to say, How is the the government department put in relation to the debt? I mean, are you being owed some money for the government department? Because I think that's one question that I don't know that is always interesting. We think with a lot of parliamentary questions say how much is government owing to especially to the natural staff? And then I think it's where we need to then find each other in terms of our work. But on the political ground, I see on INF and CTIF you there's no transfer yet, but I'm just trying to understand that relationship there to say. Are there reasons why maybe there isn't really the transfer with regard to the total amount of money that are going to be funded? Because I know the CTI have received zero, but at least they've been funded moving on spending, and I'm not sure that's not yet been transferred. So I think that's basically the truth. To get some picture so that at least we share what direction we take in terms of support. That is the understanding that comes.
No, in fact, a comment when I talk to why INEF has not been on the page. You see, part of the problem is that it's a matter that we've always been raising of canvassing allocation so that then you don't short the budget. Now, well, what is the arrangement for this? If they are spending, from which fund are they spending? And so what are they compromising in the context of the 150,000 households when there's money in a national department sitting there? We will come back to that. It's a matter that you must also follow as a team all of yourself. But do you have anything to say online? On these allocations that are not done, that have not been done to the
Chair, thank you very much. I think we've got the DME here.
DME?
Who are more competent to talk about that.
Good. DME?
Thank you, Chair. Yes. Now, to say a few things, we get a request from Echo Environment.
Echo
Environment. And, so up to now, no collections have been made, but according to what I've heard here, we just lost some money to that.
Where?
Yeah.
Can you just Don't say it to the we will have to check where that money was transferred to. Where did you transfer the money to?
Okay, no, that's, I'm talking
there
about
you are.
Not June,
what is it? You see, the allocated dollar is 8.9, but there is no transfer. That is some spending. You have not transferred.
Yeah. So until June you haven't, but we found through in September and October.
Is that what?
It could be checked, but don't go back to September, so we check.
No, no, don't go to September. On what date did you transfer?
No,
by December. Should have been received by now.
Yeah.
I mean, when was this report come by? No, look, it's not a big deal. What we will do, and this is what I was saying earlier, we don't want you to distort the budget. Okay? If you have granted, and then of course it should appear in the budget, so ensure that the transfers are done speedily. So let's ensure that this money is found speedily, so that we don't have this problem that we're going to be dealing with there. And roads are not here. Roads and transport. Are they here? Not now.
Currently, the ministry are so busy with the next financial year project.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also one reason why we haven't passed it. It's so busy with those projects, so we need to finish up those projects.
No. You shouldn't be saying to me now. Maybe that's one of the reasons. The reason should be very clear. The same municipality should know what the reasons are. But I'm saying it's a matter that you will resolve from this moment. Today is Tuesday. When can you have a meeting with the MEU just to deal with this?
Yeah, Manchester has meetings with the business. Well, I don't want to be the problem about it because
you're not quibbling. Yeah. Say exactly why. What is that going to do?
Yeah, on but it is the Winnie Mandela issue. That money is meant for the Winnie Mandela project. And what has happened there is that the MD has indicated that you must follow a particular standard. The community has insisted on a different standard to that. I think they must just help you, but it is what you call a high distance. In other words, part of it, 10% of it is underground, and 90% of it is the electricity. So that is where the challenge has come. But I do know, Chairperson, about that on the tender committee now, on the tender committee now, is the issue to appoint the contractors to do that work. But because sometimes what we do is that if a project is slow to take off, and that you could use that money from the same department on another project, you then don't hesitate to do it. Because we do know once it is gazetted, it has to come to us. So that is the confidence that we sometimes rely on. And that's really a requirement that might depend on that issue. But I'm not sure if they have transferred, because now you say they've not transferred.
No. Let's resolve one. Firstly, let's resolve the problem of what the community is saying and what you are saying. In other words, the municipality here is key in that. In the context of this thing called popular participation. Secondly, in the context of this thing called an IDP, clearly it must be about. And this is why I was asking, when would your team meet with DME to resolve this particular matter?
But we call you on Friday to say we have met. That's the commitment I'm making.
Good. That meeting must sit then as soon as possible to resolve this INF issue. All of them. Okay. That was DME. Let's come. Any issue with regard to Ebu Hulin? Yeah. Let me just check with the manager. In terms of the division of revenue, in doing what they do, they must do that in line with the IEDP. But That's the one thing. Are they doing that? But secondly, they have not sent him monthly reports to you as a minister. Are they doing this?
No. I think the answer is that unlike department chairperson where there's political guidance and support in the department, I think the challenge with ENCOM is that they battle to engage community, to take ownership. There's a large section of our community that's serviced by ENCOM, and I think that's the challenge. But perhaps one shouldn't put it on ENCOM and say that we are the champions of popular participation as you put it, and we champion that. But the relationship with ENCOM is excellent.
No, no. Are they doing what of that?
No, no, they're not.
They're not doing it. Why is that they are not doing it? Ask ENCOM. Are you giving out monthly reports to the municipality?
Yes.
Really?
There's a lot of information that I have received that are sent to the supply.
Is that so?
Yes.
Let's do a follow up and check all of those.
Okay.
When you come back.
Okay.
All right. That was the Ibois. Any issues for Ekubuden?
Yes. First of all, what is good about Ekurhuleni is that we had a separate entity for white water treatment, Starbucks. And that is often when there's problems in the country about white water sewage problems, that's a good example, good practice. I think what Mr. Manager can expand on, what are they thinking about the rest of the water systems and the land water to repair that? And the relationship between the council as service authority and the provider, are you actually checking on the service provider part and doing that regulation? Then my second issue is around water conservation. I mean, we know that containment is growing at a rapid rate. The department was before the end of this year decided upon a new augmentation scheme, either the city or together. So water conservation is extremely important. If more water is saved, we can postpone that project. I think the municipal managers could have highlighted to us what are the unaccounted for water in the municipal area. It was not clear. I looked at the tariff structure. The tariff structure is quite good because it has 50 increases for higher use, so that the tariff structure is actually promoting water conservation. So I think we could have heard about what are the total losses and how they could be. My last comment is around the infrastructure in general. The Institute of Civil Engineers in 2006 did a survey of the scorecard, and they scored all the metros as a C+. C is fair, so it's just above fair. And I would like, I think you can interrogate the municipal manager, what how do you review their infrastructure?
No. You will not do nothing with me. What you will do yourself and go to the municipality and sit with the manager and do all of those things and give us a report in respect of all of those things. But then what is more critical is, what is it that is going to be done to address those challenges? For instance, the water, I mean, losses, etc., etc. So for me, those are critical issues that together, because what we're saying here is, this is something that all of you should have done to do on a consistent basis. As this department. So clearly, let's also then say, you will have to work out again a meeting with the municipality, your own experts, go to the municipality, look at all of those issues. What kind of a program are you putting up? Who is going to fund that? If a feasibility study is necessary, how are you approaching the funding of the feasibility study, etc.? But all of those matters are being involved. Okay? Thank you very much.
If you have the last comment,
oh, yeah?
We have people making on drinking water quality before the report. Drinking water quality of all the metrics are very fine. I think we're already scoring 98%. Some of the metrics score 100% or 99% or 99.5%. I think there is room for improvement because they will get good quality water from land water so they can improve the network distribution to also score 99% or 100%.
Again, I'm saying go and work with them until you have. Okay. We want not 99, 105%.
And that is the water
body thing. And that is the water body thing. is there any other department I've left? I did say it's about some form of assistance as we move forward. All right. Righto. Comments, questions from this side? On Kulu, you were talking about the pages. I've given you a good copy. And so the report is fine for your last time.
Since your plane is not growing so fast, is there is there a way of trying of looking at in getting a hotel what we cannot stay with just now? We can think of the most good because there are more coming to particularly we are in the area which is closer to the rest of Africa. So I think flex would be something that there needs to be considered. And also some of the centers that are put along in areas with the informal settlement, the foundations are not good and we get more budget for the foundations. Otherwise, we will only have the
I'm telling you, I'm not sure when this league, I was asking you maybe the airport to where do you live then? Ah, see those roads there. I mean, in those areas you go there, you really have to be very careful when you're driving, because there's no indication that something will ever be done about those roads in those areas. And the unfortunate part, Comrade Clark, is that every morning, I was trying to go through this presentation. I didn't see the housing part of it. But I know that they also deliver houses. You know where these low-cost houses are? You go there. That's what the Comrade Clark said there. They know what the Comrade Clark said. Who's planning the houses? Every morning, look that. But what is not there is the road that was
called
the road. There are no roads, there are no streets. At all, it's an old, what you call a township, you must go there. There are no, what you call a street, except those lane, what you call a but the rest, if you go inside the township. And I think Provoza, from maybe the vehicle to Albert Friedman, is a deep step up there. But I'm saying, sir, I really would like to understand the question. As far as the roads are concerned, in my what you call a country, in Portola, again, there was a swimming pool. You know, for the past 5 years now, there's nothing to say. You know, and I see the kids going around, moving to other countries because they want to have a kid. I'm saying that I really don't know. I would like to hear today, that's it. That's what I know. My name is Carmen. Tomorrow, this weekend, I'm going to ask people to vote for me there. But they're going to tell me about those streets, about the things that we're not doing there. I mean, that I can see myself that we're not doing there. I just want to say to know what is that I'm going to say to them.
This question is selfish. It's not selfish.
I left my case.
All right. So, MM. Don't respond to the whole group of questions, just this last one. Because I think that is what we're going to end up in a process in terms of the admission. Just the last one. What is my colleague going to say when he has gone to talk? He must say, Mr. Flat was with us, he says the following. Over to you.
Yeah, Chairperson, it's actually not that difficult to answer. But you know, as you were talking, there was just a lesson for myself, and it's just a lesson that I want to share with all of us. There's quite a few people that I've appointed when I was in UPSD, and today it's so nice that they actually questioned me. The beauty of all this, treat your domestic worker and your farm worker with respect. Tomorrow they can be your mayor or your senior or your president. They told me that it's a very good lesson that you must tell them. But Jack, you know, I just want to indicate to you quickly that just for the past 2 years, which has never happened in this municipality, we have budgeted a total of 5.8 billion that we have for capital spend. And for the past 2 years, 2.8 billion has been spent. We've done. I can also indicate to you of people who asked about the leakages and so on. I was indicating some of our townships are so old, nothing has happened. When they were born, they were there 60, 70 years old. Nothing has happened to sort those issues out. However, it's not a complaint because we as municipalities, we have been designed in such a way that we've been created. If there was no God, we would have been wrong. But remember, we have to sort out all the problems of the nation as municipalities of all. And it is good that that is the case because that's where we must punish and people can own their own. Now, Jefferson, we can talk about the number of girls that have been started to work with, so that's excellent.
I was in Joburg, I started that issue and I supported one of the people. So it is absolutely excellent and it's a world that, but the total number of those that have been targeted to Western during that 3 year period, 496 kilometers of road, the total number. We in the same period passed close to 700 kilometers of road. And that is why I made the point. We have got more townships than anybody else. Now, you are not the only politician. There's a whole, there's 88 councils. All these 88 councils, more than 60% of them come from those poor areas. All of them want to see work in their community. Now, we can have a big bang approach. You say, we're going to target capture, we're going to target capture. Then you will have foster health complaining. Then you will have Fatema complaining. Then you have the Duda complaining, etc. So we have to take into account that to say, how do you please all your politicians? We need to achieve that issue. Nonetheless, check. We this year, in August, normally the adjusted budget happens in September. In August, after the previous mayor resigned, we got together and we said we need to make a statement. And that statement is, since everybody is using Joburg as a benchmark, we would want to be that benchmark. So we put aside 3.4 billion there, just in the next 3 years, starting from August now, which includes the mid-money by the way, a large part of it. Now you know, DPRG can say that we're giving Xenelli a lot of money. I was just explaining the levels of poverty we've got, the number of poor people we've got, but they give us less. They give us less than a number of the other cities. It's better than endowed than what we have. And we can check those issues. So in the question of how we allocate, I was asking some of my colleagues from Goa, do you allocate money to poor places or do you allocate money to poor people? You see? Now it has to be seen as much as poor people. Now I'm simply saying, in order to address that issue of hitting Fortune, hitting Sokoza, hitting Kambisa, hitting the Duda, hitting Katlo, all of it, we have set aside 3.4 billion. We have set aside 3.4 billion. And what we are calling is total turnkey projects. But I will simply say, the spending level, I was just looking at this budget. You know, the spending level of the Alpha has been at an average of 90% capital budget. But is it just the capital spend or is it the quality spend? Is it because even though we spent in Katlong 3 years ago, there was a huge flood. A woman died and a child died because of the flood. But on closing, cold water that we put in. And so on. Now, Jefferson, you know, lots of us talked about there's this enough council, there's this enough officials, local government. But if you ask people where that is happening, very few people will be able to explain it. But I am working on a paper that I want to share with DPRG, as to say, when you make this paper, you must look at it, because you have the private sector coming in, and say, as consultants, and all levels of government know this, DPRG, public works, and so on. They come in, they say, we as consultants will assist you to oversee the development of this project. They put the specs together, they put everything together. Now you're calling them, say, for 800,000. But there's a little clause, a little sentence in there that says, however, the amount that you will, that a consultant will get at the end of the day, the final amount, will be a percentage that has been set by some agency, some of the board, specific standard, I think the engineering industry, that will be equal to the total value of the project. Now, we say we put 8 million aside to build the clinic. The consultant designed it in such a way that it's 15 million, so you pay them 10%, 800,000, but at the end of the day, for no extra work, you pay them 1.5 million. And so on. So that is where all these issues are happening. So I'm saying, Chad, I am writing up the report that you said, from all levels down, possibly where the city manager, the accounting officer can get involved in these issues, and so on. And how this committee and parliament must support politicians to have oversight, proper oversight and overview of the issue. But we would spend 17.5 billion on the Comprehensive Sustainable Settlement Settlement. And you can see all that 4 billion will go for those settlements that we are putting aside. Because what the provincial government gives us is next to nothing. So we are saving our own money to wipe out those sectors. And if I can say, if we can have, for example, chapter in water, our expenditure in water has always been below 50%. Has always been below. Even though we've got this retired engineer in place. So the question for Duarte is, how will they support us to make that intervention? You say, you tried retired engineer, you're dealing well with the unaccounted for water, and spend, you can see by now, we've already spent $500 million on maintenance. And most of it goes for water and electricity, and so on. So I'm simply saying that if all of that doesn't help, what else would what enormous experience can we do to get ourselves out of that challenge?
Okay, let's then rule as follows. One, there's a small problem already, which I think might assist if look at appropriately. This municipality has in the region of about 150,000 households. Now, I'm not sure what the implications would be cost-wise if every indigenous person was registered. I'm starting from that. And so we need that kind of cost, proper cost. It's something that must be done. I'm saying DPLG, National Treasury, and yourself must look at that. But number two, of the register, they are given 9 kiloliters free of water. Off the register. And so I'm saying, if the 150,000 could be registered, would we be able to sustain the 9 kiloliters? I've never met them. And then, there is 100 kilowatts of electricity. Again, the same story. If the 150,000 indigenous households could be electrified, what would be the cost? And therefore the cost pressure on the municipality. I'm saying, if the National Treasury and yourself must look at it. But also let's ensure that there is a proper and clear indigenous register. So that then we are better able to deal with this matter. The matter that Bernard was raising of the writing off. We might be understating by this. We might be understating the money that is written off as the cost of the engine. The matter that we've got to deal with. Number two, there is this problem of alignment of the IT. Critical matter. Entities, therefore, of the municipality become critical. You don't want a municipality that does IDP and yet the entities are not part and parcel of that entity. Such that these issues are not properly prioritized in the IDP. It's a matter that we're working with. We did not raise the question and I've got to raise it. Do you have some investment and how much is
investment? Yes, we do. It's from the system that we
go on. That's a very good issue. You need so much money, and then you've got so much sitting in investment. And so, while we talk about all of this, that's one. I think what the hymn book says, you invest money that you don't need immediately. So I'm just saying, in the context of all of these challenges, let's also look at that. Part of the great big problem is just the morality of investing in the context of what my colleague was saying, capture home, whatever you want to do. It's a matter that really needs to be looked at appropriately. Of course, you did say that there is some settlers that's going to run out in 2012 again. How do we package our development in such a manner that we deal with it? It's a matter that's very vacancy. 2,000 vacancies. Again, what is going to be the implication? Because the risk is at 30%. Now, if the 2,000 funded vacancies are filled, what's going to be the challenge there? It's a matter that we must look at. Physically. But then, lastly, again, this old thing, all of you must then look at the audit of all of these kinds of problems that we're talking about. Old infrastructure for old township. Can we have an audit of all of the infrastructure that is falling apart and the cost of it? So that as we plan rolling out all of these matters, let's also know what is the extent of the rot that you're talking about. Pipes that are breaking, pipes that are rotting, etc., etc. So that when we then see and say MIG is inadequate, what would be the kind of cost that we're looking at? If we say everybody go into the borrowing market, what would you be looking at? So from saying, let's do an audit of all of that so that we deal with all of those matters. Lastly, that the same thing must also assist you to go and look at all the, he says, debt, I'm saying, all the unfunded money. In other words, everybody who owes you money, in which that you're cleaning, whatever you are. So that all of that money must be brought back to the municipality. You need every time by the number of people. You need every time to deal with the kind of challenges that must be dealt with.
Not even that's going to say it's general, that not only apply to the that in future, I never learned how to handle in other areas. You know, if you go to other areas, you find that if that area has been identified for housing development, you can but if you go to our own area, unfortunately, in 2008, there's no difference. Tomorrow, they can talk about because they're 15 hours in the center. There's no proper infrastructure. I'm saying that unless the department appropriates, led by the DLC, to ensure that when that housing development or whatever development is done, the proper infrastructure so that those houses, that we can deal, can be proper houses. In the meantime, proper homes, and new basements of buildings. Not sure why those can be used, but I think that the details do not totally that proper infrastructure. So that this need is as well, can be properly targeted, and we must be able to.
It is part of the problem that we must look at as a team is the misalignment. With MIT, there's public transport systems improvement grant. Now, we know that this grant program has to deal with immediately. 2010 road infrastructure. But how does that talk to MIG? That must be dealing with roads now. And so then it's a matter that you must ensure that it receives priority. So that if this public transport district underperforms, how do we ensure that performing MIG proceeds while this thing is not performing? And so clearly, we must be clear in terms of alignment of all of these things. Your last question.
Chair, I think you can take this as guiding the point that you've made, what we need to put together. Our relationship with BPMG will use to assist us to guide it, and we would, whether consolidate or not, we will try to be the first one to be correct and to do these things that we need to do. Whereas I could say that once we start off with the poor, with the immigrants, we can't go wrong, because you look at the poor and everything else is secondary. So once you target the poor, I think the future will help us. Then those politicians need to the poor in terms of what price that they got to serve them and the housing issues and so on and so forth. I just want to make the point. The 2,000 vacancies is included in the 70%.
Okay.
Yeah, so the impact will not necessarily be stopped. But all the other issues are good checks. There's a section in the IDP in the system that has been for the IDP. I think we're supposed to do it anyway. So we're clearly moving on doing those issues. It's part of what we're supposed to do within 30 days. If you could also just allow me to also pick up local reports within 30 days about those issues.
Beautiful. Alright. Do you people want to stretch?
I like Mr. Trump's calculation. We need to require the 8.8 million,
2.7 million.
No, let me finish that. But the total is 17
million. It's not correct, man.
What does correct
mean? Okay. But that's why it's interesting. Is anybody getting interested in questioning? We're going to deal with this bigger to the public.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you.
You know the problem is, Fane has some students. And these people allow me to talk to us in the context of those challenges, especially in Greenland. Now, let me thank you and welcome the brethren. Unfortunately, then, we will then take your report to Hannah. And I think even the political principles matter. Step and understand. Fortunately, they also are my political principles.
No, they are mine. Because the man is.
No.
At the head of it,
let us first ask the MM to speak up on the service. Because we don't want to put you on the spot. There are matters that we can say that are not in your area of jurisdiction. But we also want people to end their salary. And this is a very about those accounting and accounting. And so we really thank you for coming. And we keep all this useful information you've given us. We take this report. Look, tell them to come on Thursday if they are able to come, especially. Because the mayor knows I'm serious about this thing. When she was NEC, she was the one who came before me. And we thank you very much. And we're also happy that the CFO is a lady. Now, who's the next inequality that is here?
Well, that's the only part. You know, I was late this morning because I can't inform anything of the good question. You know, one of the observations that the good question made was the failure by senior officials to attend those were the ages. And clearly, I mean, this is the trend that we find, is that senior accounting officer is not like to attend those meetings because they want to dedicate even where they know that they are supposed to be accounting. I'm saying this is clear, but also maybe you forgot to remind them that they are asked to attend, and you're putting it very nicely if they may come. I mean, they can come and serve it. But I think that people must know that beyond just requesting people to come, there are also constitutional obligations. There are constitutional obligations to account, and sometimes people don't want to come to be done. That constitution can also direct someone to come in a certain time. I don't think that we would like to use that, but I think that the request that we make is that they come on Thursday. I hope that they will not become a cooperative.
You know, that's just what I'm saying. Look, as I was saying, Fanny has some problems. One of the most underperforming grant is this public transport system in Togo. But it's many. I have a report from National Treasury in my office about they are reduced. I think capital grant. So clearly, we can't burden these ladies who really honor this meeting on the practice of their senior. Having a balance should have been struck between the engagement they have and today. Well, part of the same question Mr. Soboni was going to be raising about the problem of service delivery in some of the areas. What is it that we shall be saying in respect of the issue? And of course, this huge issue that we want to talk about, section 14 of the Nicholas 8, so surely we want to give that strength to the enemy. Because also we do want to know to what extent are there serious problems of learning closure issues that relate to that in the family. And of course, it's a delicate municipality itself. So clearly we've got to find a way of engaging. Now, yes, Vincent?
I want to go back to the issue of consistency and fairness. Where will come out of this meeting to the other metros that have still come on Thursday? And they will know that Swahili was in the team without the accounting officer and the mayor. And I bet Nelson Mandela will not send in his family the accounting officer of the mayor. So say I should be able to go. So I want to name my club to the master state. You should not be in this place.
No, we'll send a message.
Thank you.
You are listening to me. I love you. You are all listening to me now. And what we will then have to do is, let me just address my team now, Balan and talk about some candidates and some judges. Now, they will just say to me, they did not receive any invites to this meeting. As you can see, there are two really different I then decided to manage the damage on that side. They say, yeah, but we did not get any invites to this meeting. And then I tried to argue on why we are here today in respect of the venues and other sort of things. That's a matter that I think we must have to improve on. We can't operate in that specialty as people are doing. In fact, they are expected to come, they are committed to coming. We are all determined, let's not treat each other in that fashion of not inviting. They know they've got to come. But let's really invite them one in time. All of them. Of course, let's also send your festive must also be the right festive. Let every email be the right email. Let your cell phone be the right cell number. So that as we send, you see, because part of the problem I had last week was that GME said they did not receive an invitation, but GPLG, Dwarf, and everybody else were there. And in fact, Dwarf had prepared a thick document. Now, somebody was saying to me, did they prepare this document? Or did they just draw it from a shelf somewhere? Maybe it was some presentation given to the portfolio committee, etc., etc., and therefore did some cut and paste stuff? I'm not sure. But I know that I think having looked at the submission from GPLG and it was a better transported also a nice tiny submission. And I must also really urge you guys, let's really not write these six things that are not telling us anything. 2-3 pages that tell me everything. I mean, but also it's about saving this thing called cost effectiveness. Now, when you bring me a thick document that confuses me and that makes me lazy to me, not gonna give me this one, I'm not sure. This is a national report from Swahili. I'm going to read it. I'll take it slowly from today until Thursday. I always travel to Swahili myself when I attend the Budget Council. It's a city that I love, but that confuses me when I drive through it. Because it only has one way road and one way. I went going to one hotel from OR Airport. It took me 2 hours getting into a hotel. I phoned this lady. I was saying, I am getting lost now. I've discovered up and down. No, it's the most confusing. This is now, what we will do then is we've had a discussion there for the benefit of those of you who were not part of our project. William from the DRC has given us a report of what we've been doing in all the municipalities that we went to. It would be nice, William, just to do the same as the public. Then you decide what you're part of the program. But again, we will see the day strongly this alignment thing. This alignment thing. Because we do think that ICTs, for now, remain misaligned with this time. And it pleases the national government. I mean, what we had today is a classical example. Eko Nguleni is supposed to be given 8 million. It's in their document, but it is not in their coffers, not in the bank. And so clearly we are pleading with the national department to assist in this country. It must not be difficult to access information from the point of view of the national department. We will end up pleading that national department, if there are reasons for not transferring, communicate those cities, but also do something with the recipients to try and ensure that they do get the funds. But if there's a problem, let's also address the problem. So that at this stage, amongst the reasons are A, B, C, and D. Let's also say, what is it that we've done in terms of the reasons for not having transfer? We're still working on addressing those issues. There are problems of this nature and that nature. So that all of us must not be as localized with each other. Fundamentally, we are all about collaboration and cooperation. We have passed your adjustment not long ago as a committee. And unfortunately, you were not there to motivate why we must give you this additional. The people were passing. National Treasury just spoke on behalf, and I was saying the chairperson, it would have been nice to hear what Bob has to say about this additional allocation. Because to us, the what is justified for us now. DME must justify so that we raise funny questions in here. Where is this money going to now? Because so far we've not seen where the money is going to. And so why give them more money when the money given to them is not visible? The money that was given to them is not visible. Why should we give you more? Do they have plans ready to implement the new funding for them? You don't want a situation where people again understand they are affected when they were in fact not spent appropriately before the period. Again, I think the system must improve in terms of ensuring that these national departments also appear before me before I pass adjustment appropriation. Precisely because now it's only national treasury that just talks on behalf of everybody. That's this unforeseen this and that. But there's agriculture. You remember the pig swine fever, the pig swine fever in this thing. Going to the communities there is this thing called taking development to the people. People are still complaining that some of the money has not been paid for their dead pigs. They have to kill their pigs. request another additional allocation for the same thing. And so clearly there are problems in the first. We were talking about, and this is why I was emotional then, but in fact, I did not want to break and cry in that meeting. Those people think Tiger, don't cry. I was very emotional because way the people, this mayor said to us, this dam is dry. The dam is dry. Now God comes and says to us, we're on track. And what track are you on? What track are you on? These dams are running dry. In the same municipality, water is running through all the way from the Highland Water Scheme through that same region up to Kaukuni. There's no water in that city and municipality. And you are saying to us, we don't care. These are the issues you are saying. Why additional funding when we're not able to see this thing? I was scared to decline myself the additional allocation for that. But unfortunately, we have not met this class before, nationally. Because what must convince me that they are spending, not yet talking the value of spending, at least. And the issues were raised in winter last year of tests that are put in these households. The next thing, there's no water in the house. There's no water coming out. Secondly, because the taps are made of iron. This is kept metal. Somebody takes this thing up and sells it to this thing. Now the additional cost for service. How do we do it? These are lessons that we learned. Why did we run out all of this in deep time without really learning some lessons? Okay, some communities do have the same cap. And then the water comes out only at night. What does it mean? Or communities. It means every person in every community must wait and receive 5 o'clock to have water. Means everybody must not go to bed early. Must then watch and therefore they open their tests. Now opening all of those tests that time of the day, I think that was a thing. We're not again yet talking the quality of water coming out of water. I'm raising this again because of what I've just said, also as a man of the human being. But infrastructure camp, the area I'm talking about, ought to receive that kind of funding. No. In fact, we need to go back in terms of our report. Because by now, a meeting should have said between us that we can never work in the house. That's to say, how are you working with your house now? First in general of this journey of the bed, right? But also are you not ensuring that people access the water that comes through them? There is an open canal if you go to not just the hand. I just forget this town. It's just ensuring people that, just to ensure that people see the water, but they have no access to it. What is very safe to? Okay. Huge pressure all the way from the Highland. What a thing. The pressure is so strong that people are unable to get it. Okay. okay? But then we've invited you guys to, I hope you still be there. I do still be taking you from the school. And only before, so in fact, we'll teach yourself and we'll be in the time. We will be showing you the place we are talking about. Places that are surrounded by them. Kofatem, Olona, Kreplat, huge dam. But the community is here, it only has one. Community is only has one.
That's why I get my vote.
That is only what?
My vote for you.
What? We will show you a group of ladies. We will show you a group of ladies, elderly ladies, who have innovatively decided, I'm not sure what they did. There was apparently a mountain not far from where they stood. They've decided to put up some trenches and they're irrigating their own garden. And again, I suspect the water they came out of water. They are also not talking the quality of water, which is a competence of our competence. We will take it to the and we hope that we shall tell them about this book and that actually in respect firstly of what has the problem, there is water from the country. Only problem is that the water must reach that. Already they've done something about it. They have not waited for the government to provide. The issue therefore of the quality of water. Now it's 17 to 1. Such that the quality becomes the best, remains key in that place. And so I'm saying, in the context therefore of our own life, we do want to do it all the time. Sometimes we seem nice, you are not very nice, you are very nice. It's really kind of test, walk up and test, you can tell me, you can tell me. You're very nice, even master can tell me. That's right. What worries us is the fact that the money in the system, money is spent, but then you walk around and you don't see where money is spent. Not only, even if, for example, in terms of roads, even if you just show me a 1 meter road construction, I don't care. And you then said to me, it was 20 billion pounds. I have seen some spending. I have spent. You spend 1 billion, I look around, where? Nobody can tell me. We've been fighting with the Department of Roads in this country. They get a bigger chance of the infrastructure grant and the equitable share. And all of that is finished. And then we say, but where is this money spent? We've been traveling to some projects in this case. What holds up all the money? What holds this thing? You know, traveling through those places means I'm not sure what. It will take you 2 to 3 hours just meandering through the pothole. It's a provincial department that wants to go and come in, by the way. And you know what the MEC says to us? Somebody can tell them.
No, they wouldn't want to listen to that kind of joke.
This man is serious! He's accounting!
It's not really we don't ask you like, how is that such control? Where is the money going to? There's no particular night they go and give to us.
That's what they need to say. He says those potholes are man-made. He says those communities decide to go out there and dig those potholes. He says if you go and look at those potholes, there is a particular pattern. And so we will not finish dealing with the potholes, he says. Because you tell this place, this cat go out there and dig it. Let me see. Huh? But you know what the MEC has done in this department? That again we know. We were always asking the question, but where is this Africa Brochure going? Now we know he has resuscitated a train that takes 24 hours between East London and Mutare. Huh? Economic sense? I mean, a taxi takes about an hour, 30 minutes. Mutare to East London, a taxi. The train takes 24 hours. Of course. Now, how do you deal with those matters? And then we travel through that part of the world. You know what you see? I'm not sure where. We see some oil on the road. Now somebody says to me, this is liver. This is true. You know what? Yeah? Alongside the road, a funeral tower. Yeah! So that people must get involved in accidents and die, and then the funeral follows their Jesus. No, when I spoke to the chairperson of the portfolio committee, he said, no, it's not now. Not only here, it's from. And the distance between the funeral palace is about 50 meters, 100 meters. Brand new roads, N2. When you go there, you see that it's hard. I mean, the morality.
So you say it's a private business.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You know, one of the things I learned, I visited Soweto some time about 4 or 5 years ago, that when I started hating funeral colors, and I'm scared to go into a hospital sick. I don't want to go into a hospital sick myself. Because I know I might not come back. Not because I'm not taking treatment. But because of whatever could happen.
No,
you know those tests? The funeral color tests. And the tests that bring news to the family that going for a faster away. And once everybody is still shocked, they then give you a quotation. But I'll do the test. Yeah, right. But so something is a dirty business. All our people are trying to be innovative to participate in the economy. Want to get out of the second economy in life? By hook or crook. And so, some of us then, when we're supposed to, I mean, someone can also attend the talk. He's upset now that he never will leave their houses, there are no roads to the houses. You know, one of the wars. What I was talking about. The name is MEC walks in here boldly. explained to me, just as in this time I've spent my money and it's effect. This is about 50 guineas.
Yeah,
you know. Investing is a low road to the clinic.
Between one financial.
Yeah, a low road to the clinic. No medication, no electricity, no water. White elephant from day one. Somebody comes and cuts a ribbon. When we were in the Eastern Cape now, you could see that roads were just done because we were coming. Some of the projects I'm taking to doctors, we were told that we started seeing people not frequently working here. Maybe it's because people knew we were coming. And I bet you so much. Let's drive to the same road when we're in the city. There won't be any construction left now. Because we've left. Exactly. Take the parliament to the people, people start getting very, very busy. Roads and everything is being done, everybody's so busy. Even the SMS is so busy. Immediately we broke a lot. Yet, DPL allocates MIG, GME allocates INEP, GRAS allocates the water subsidy card. When all of us broke, all of those things fall apart. So that's the kind of investigation we didn't do. There are two ladies there that I see for the first time. And they are saying to me, they were phoning some people and asking whether they were in the IT. And when I asked where they come from, they say, we're coming from National Center. You can be from this hotel. I hope Vincent knows you. Okay? Okay. What is it?
Oh, my name is Coronel Bongre. I'm from Haile.
You are the cousin. Okay. You are not
I'm not going to invite you to the
school. Well, don't say anything about it, otherwise it's going to
Luke Walker from Eskom.
As you can see, it's a big team.
Money that they're from Eskom.
No, I'm sorry, I think there's a mistake. Now we have relocated.
One of us can move. Can you see how deep their vision is? Even the MM decided to try it. Can't get them try it. Yes,
ma'am.
What? You know the
where
you come from? I don't know if it was parapet.
It's
a good thing you said, it's just perfect. Yeah, people that write your observations.
Could you say this about the board paper club?
Hold on, so I think you made
the statement was the DVD.
Thank you for coming. You have a new boss. That's a big boss. That's a big boss. All of you always plead inadequate funding, nowhere to go. That is the gentleman that advises government on the allocations of the provision of revenue.
Bill.
Anyway. So we know everybody. And what's your time now in the country? Now, we, no, it's not. Last time is up. Who wants to tell us an interesting story? No, before that, whoa. Before that, this week, in the last 3 weeks, something good has happened in this country. The giant is awaiting. In the first derby,
No,
after they
look. That's a good question that is raised. This is why I'm asking everybody to keep quiet. Can you raise the question for everybody to hear?
I'm saying, I will accept him all of that. That the resource fund has wasted money for health, and they were here and were not given an opportunity to make that presentation. Actually, so that all of us who are here will understand the truth. What is it that is contained in the presentation? I was saying, you accept me that this man has been offended and was telling us in the office, not even.
I like the question. I really like it. But the question is asked to wrong people. You know? They should be asking themselves. They should be going back to the country and ask the same question to them. Because I think that everyone knows that the responsibility of accounting is not for every chief in the company. I mean, if you go to a company, meet somebody, security guard, and you say, what's happening in the summer? Then what do you think of you? Now, the people of France, that's the people here. The people who are coming, there's a executive mayor, there's an accounting officer, and the main office, municipal manager. The municipal manager of people who live here. He has verified some of the things. I don't think that if you ask him if he has nothing to do today, he will tell you that he has nothing to do today. He has all other things to do, but he has to sacrifice because he is an accounting officer to come and account. Now, in Spain, everybody is an accounting officer, and so they must be made to us because we must listen to everybody because everybody is an accounting officer. And that's the question that we have been asking. And I just want to say, unfortunately, we cannot accept that everybody becomes an accounting officer. The Municipal Finance Management Act that governs local government is very clear into in terms of who is an accounting officer. Cannot be everybody. That's why, as we're saying, we're requesting that they must ask themselves this question, not ask themselves. They must answer the question.
Secondly, the law is clear. When somebody is not available, they delegate. And in writing, unfortunately, to us here in this committee. Right, I'm reading this one. This one is from Etekwini. He says, His Worship, the Etekwini Municipal Mayor, Councillor of the Mulaba, sincerely regrets his inability to accept the kind invitation to attend the aforementioned event due to previous mayoral commitments. However, Etekwini Municipality Deputy Mayor, Councillor Logi Naidu, has much pleasure in accepting your kind invitation and is officially representing the mayor at the event. As Councillor Naidu is official representative of the Etekwini Municipality, he should be accorded the same courtesies as if the mayor was present. We rely on your cooperation in this regard. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I was then saying, ordinarily, somebody would come here and say, I am the acting manager. I then would say, would you take responsibility for all the decisions I do? No, I will not. I will say no, because you have not been delegated in IT to me, I don't want to put you in a spot. Somebody delegated in IT so that as and when we take decisions, he or she is not a messenger between the principal and ourselves. But number two, this practice is a long practice by the way. National developments have suffered the same fate. If a DG is not available, if a minister is not available, DG is not available. They've got to make a proper arrangement in terms of the thinking and guidance. And all of them have done the same, have been sent back all the time. National departments, provincial departments, all of them know it by now. And this is why Vincent was talking consistently. Because it has been practiced, it is practiced all the time. When we say account, you account. Right now, I have an interesting scenario. Somebody who is not an accounting officer has been part of our meeting. He wants to be part of our meeting, and I'm not sure why he is phoning me on behalf of the institution to change date. He's the chairperson of a board. I'm saying, but there's something wrong here. Because he has his own responsibility as chairperson of the board. We want an accounting officer now. And of course, he will be part of the discussion. And I'll be watching him responding to some of the management questions next week. Deliberately, because he said to me, no, on the 28th, 29th, this day, I'll be in Europe. Can you consider an earlier date? I kept quiet. And so we've given them some new dates. The CEO is not saying anything. The chairperson of the board is doing these things on behalf of the CEO. I'm so angry. But I will raise this next week when we meet with them. When we went to this institution sometime anyway, on the first day, the CEO welcomed us and engaged with us. But then we raised some terrible questions. The following day, the chairperson of the board was at home. On the pretext that he has come to welcome us. Of course, we continued raising this thorny question, he then disappeared. I'm saying, therefore, the practice is normal. We have not wasted money ourselves. Swale is a big municipality. I'm not going to read it. Swale is a big municipality. Unfortunately, because it has so much money, it has decided to do what it has done. Again, we shall raise questions in that respect ourselves. In terms of this particular cost that you see as a loss, we will raise ourselves. But by the way, Mr. M.M., don't you invest? What is the cost? In what areas of service delivery have you compromised as a result of not appearing before us on the due date? That's a critical one. Priority is activity. And so all of us, as we do all of these things, you know, the Minister of Finance, when he was presenting me the budget last year, had appealed to the National Department to stay in respect of government. But because everybody must be able to account for what they are there. And we shall be facing that. What they said 3 billion guys must be saved in the process of traveling and so on and so on. We'll be watching that next year. So we do accept the fact that we have not wasted money ourselves. It's unfortunate that somebody decided to privatize the community. The mayor running that is asking for analysis. We can't. Our program is very, very tight. But we've got to find a way of engaging. I'm not sure how. As I was saying when I was talking about Joker, when the mayor decided to go, he decided to change everything with him abroad. He's like one speaker in one province who, when he went away, he operated and just controlled a legislature from abroad while he was abroad. So, Swami, must just accept the consequences of what they have done. And I'm not sure how they're going to deal with this in their attachment of population. They will deal with the law. They will deal with the law. It's going to be 2010. I'm sure it must be. You know, the CFO cannot speak when he says that in his phone. It's a wrong answer. When the chapter is old, CFOs are not allowed to speak. Good one. The CFOs have to take their turn to speak. In 2 minutes.
They want to tell us how much you do the
cost. Not sure. Not sure you are in my house. And so, what do you want to say?
Thanks, Captain. I think I'm the senior one here, and I apologize.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
And we'll take the music back, and then hopefully we'll be back.
You have to be back on this. If you're not, you'll be in trouble. So when you say Section 69 of the Constitution allows you to come on, to call you kicking and screaming. I've not yet done it. I don't want to go that way, but I can do it. And I also use a little hymn book called Powers, Immunities and Privileges Act. And where we are seated now, the parliamentary treaty in terms of that piece of speech, this is my back. Zolani,
I would like to put it on everyone. I do have the time now.
There is a, we will have a meeting with the Auditor General's office, briefing us about the provincial result. Anyone of you who has an interest in that can come in. The next meeting we will have, guys, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be on Thursday. If we are dressed today, you might want to go back home or refresh your money so that you come back on Thursday. There's a plenary tomorrow, a long plenary that we were not aware of. And how was that? We said you must then postpone until Thursday. That's given us the day. And of course, I mentioned Cameroon is playing a banner. Enjoy your lunch. Thursday will be a townhouse hotel. We are sitting in hotels. Townhouse hotel, that other side is next to Parliament. Let me hold on to this so that they don't take the business. Nobody takes it away. Thank you.
I know you always bring it up. Thank you.